Bonjour, bonsoir, dear friends. Welcome to JCB Live. This is Wine Style, and the wine style that is the most emotional for me. We're going to be talking about my homeland, the heart of France, the epicenter of Chardonnay Pinot Noir, the place I was born. To symbolize and celebrate the moment together, we thought we would start with JCB 21. Why 21? This is the code of the Côte d'Or, the number that brings all the collectors to the finest wine region in the world. So I couldn't help but taking the number 21 to really bring Chardonnay and Pinot Noir together into the JCB blend. Why this blend is so important to introduce then the Domaine de la Vougeray and the Terroir of Vougeot? Because this is the best of what Burgundy do, which is Chardonnay Pinot Noir. So this is the example, this is the symbol, this is my go-to wine, my daily wine, that is the marriage of Chardonnay. And remember, in the history of Burgundy, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir is the same DNA, it's the same plant. Up to 1973, in fact, Chardonnay was called Pinot Chardonnay, hence became as well as a different grape variety, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, and on the red front, Pinot Meunier, Pinot Beurreau, and many other kinds of Pinot. So when you think about this magical grape, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, coming from the same DNA, they both white juice. One has a red skin, and the other one a white skin. I know you all know that already, but I wanted to precisely tell you that because it's important. And this is the first Crémant of the 20th century that has been so successful representing the two. It's an old tradition, started historically by Louis Bouillot in 1877, one of our wonderful historical, deep in the heritage of Burgundy winery, that really put Crémant de Bourgogne on the map in the 19th century. So today we're going to go into the rich history of Burgundy. My life, my background. Why I'm so excited is I was born, in fact, in a house named Vougeray. So when my sister and I decided to create Le Domaine Familial, the family domain, we said, we're born in Vougeot, raised in Vougeot, still live in Vougeot. Why don't we call it Domaine de la Vougeray? In honor of the wonderful house where my parents raised us and where I was effectively born. Why Vougeot? It's because as well it really represents the entire history of Burgundy. Burgundy is the place where Chardonnay and Pinot Noir express itself the best, more specifically in the village of Vougeot. We decided to pair it to some great cheese, friends of ours that make cheese in the heart of Côte d'Or and Burgundy at large, and as well, believe it or not, on the other side of the RN74 in Vougeot too. So we shall start the tasting with the Domaine de la Vougeray, the wonderful, famous Le Clos Blanc de Vougeot. This is the premier cru, as the monk decided to develop the Côte de Nuit, and specifically the epicenter of it, the heart of it, the vibration of it, the Clos de Vougeot, started to identify 950 this amazing plot of land as a red wine, and very quickly realized that the ruby needed a diamond. As you go up from our house, La Vougeray, to the Chateau du Clos Vougeot, again the home of the Cistercian monks, the famous order that really brings a radiation of over 1,750 monasteries around the world, those monks, after deep observation of the land, concluded that they needed a white wine. A white wine for the procession, for the altar, a white wine on Sunday that they would enjoy as well after the prayers. This is, of course, the wine with a very high level of energy, a high level of vibration, an extreme high level of spirituality. Why do I say that? The Clos de Vougeot Blanc is in fact a monopole. Monopole means we happen to be the fortune enough people to own all of it. It has never been splitted, always been in one family from a previous family to us since 1997. We've been very fortunate for the entire Domaine de la Vougeray to form it organically and biodynamically. So no synthetic products, horse plow, and of course, using the cadence, the rhythm of the lunar calendar to really propose the different times of what to do in the vineyards. Very exciting as well that we deal with the world of prevention. We treat the vineyards with the plants that surround the vineyards. Vervinia, chamomile, nettle, yarrow, horsetail, and many others. And we spray those with rainwater. And that becomes how we farm the vineyards. So what is so exciting in Burgundy, thrilling with the Domaine de la Vougeray, is everything is organic and biodynamically certified. CCOF, of course, and Demeter, which makes it so special because we respect Mother Nature. Not only we are a steward of her, but as well a deep actor of this amazing theater that really gives us the best. And this is the case of the wonderful Clos de Vougeot Blanc. So this wine is really the majority Chardonnay, 2.26 hectares, almost 7 acres of one of the most flamboyant, great acidity, intense minerality coming from the stone that actually built the Chateau du Clos Vougeot in the 14th and 15th century. This vineyard was actually planted in 1110. So as the monks started to think and envision the abbey or the Chateau du Clos de Vougeot, they took the rocks and after observation of the life of the soil, the birds, and everything else in that microclimate, they elected to plant a white wine. I need to confess, because we're in the world of the manistry, we confess that this is probably one of the most ethereal, magical, vibrational wine, a wine with a magnetic force. In fact, we've done a lot of energy sourcing, and this is as well one of the most high-powered energy sites in Burgundy at large. Granted, I live 100 yards away from this vineyard. I look at it every morning as I'm in Burgundy, and I dream of the past and the history of this amazing region that has made wine for centuries. What is so exciting as well is to enjoy this wine with a great and very charismatic cheese. Why charismatic? Because it's a cheese, when you taste it, you will never ever forget. This cheese comes from two different cows, the famous Simmental and of course the Montbéliard, which are brown cows, very famous in Burgundy, that gives you a very unctuous, rich and soft milk. That milk was already identified by the monks as early as the 1700s, and they themselves invented the recipe of the époisse. Époisse is a cheese that is affiné with Mar de Bourgogne, that incredible distillation of the stems that we use at the dessert wine or dessert drink, and we slowly but gently, after 6 to 7 weeks, affine on the cheese and give it this beautiful orange skin. That cheese, of course, is a must-have in Burgundy, and this one, we've been aging it beautifully in our wine cellar. So if you do have a wine cellar at home, put the cheese in there. Why? It's going to gently help the cheese to evolve, to become soft and rich and opulent and ready to be served when you decide so. Here, the époisse is in its best stage. It's running, as we say in French. It's courant, and you have the beautiful skin, and I'm going to have it with a spoon, which is often the way we serve it, on the side of your plate. But this is going to be my cheese for the day. And you can even warm it on a beautiful piece of bread in the oven. It melts. And it's incredible with Chablis or white Burgundy. Well, I don't even need the bread. We selected the Acme sourdough bread, which I love the bitterness of the bread with cheese. But in this case, we don't even need it because it has that unbelievable creaminess, as you could see, that really enhance the Chardonnay, maybe a little Pinot Blanc in it, of the Clos de Vougeot. My sister, Nathalie, named it the diamond among the rubies. Why? We are in the Côte de Nuit in Vougeot, that very famous town that looks up to Musigny, to Chambol-Musigny, on the north side, Bonnemare, facing, of course, those magical vineyards, and naturally, the town of Vougeot is, to me, my home cradle, and the place where I believe the most unique and terroir-oriented wine are being made in the world. So this is a great honor for me to do a wine and cheese pairing that you should always do, not at the beginning of the meal, at the end. You know, the French choose to have after the main course the cheese as a transition to then, obviously, the tarte or the dessert. This wine needs to be collected by all of you. Only in the best years, 10,000 bottles are being produced. Small production, very delicately made. And one of the very uniqueness of it is as the monk planted the Domanial Forest of Citeaux, which are on the other side, 5 kilometers away from Vougeot, they planted those amazing giant oak trees that we use 7, 8, 9 centuries later to make our barrel and age the Clos de Vougeot wine. So not only it's very unique from a sense of terroir, but we wanted to keep this balance of the terroir all the way to the barrel we make. We custom make those barrels with the right toasting levels, so it's very appropriate to enjoy at the beginning of a meal, but of course as well at the end. My mother, as many of you have met her, always would tell you, Jean-Charles, save a little white wine, specifically the Clos de Vougeot Blanc, for the cheese, because it's a miracle. And as we're showing it today, this is the case. Maybe another cheese I would like to introduce to you that is not as well known. It's, of course, a triple creme from another great family. This was the Berthaud family. This is the Lincé family, based in Savigny, an incredible little place in Côte d'Or. And they make this triple creme that is so creamy, smooth. Has an edge of mushroom that makes it a delight with, again, the white wine. I was thinking we should talk about Brillat Savarin as well, that we could have presented, but it's more of an obvious cheese that many of you know and I've tasted many times before. Remember, Brillat Savarin was the first to actually do the triple crème. Brillat Savarin, in the 1860s, really pushed forward that cheese that became, obviously, his name. Brillat Savarin was a famous writer and a great influencer in his time. Wrote a book named The Physiology of Taste. One of the most exciting book that inspired us a lot when we wrote The Alchemy of the Senses. He is the first one who really started to think about taste in a different way, from structure to sound to smell, and obviously to this retro olfaction, that aftertaste that is so important to cheese and, of course, food, and without any hesitation, wine as well. Now, dear friends, we have to go to the Top Gun. What is the Top Gun? This is the largest appellation in the Côte de Nuit, my favorite. It's easy to confess. I'm confessing to the monks that raised me I nearly became a monk. I hesitated for a while, but then I thought a free life may be exciting as well. So my spirit is often with them. Less is more. And this is what they teach you in those beautiful, thick stone walls of the Chateau du Clos Vougeot, which has been my childhood playground. Clos Vougeot is the Grand Cru, of course. And it's a Grand Cru that is almost 52 hectares, almost 140 acres. We have 82 owners recorded as of a few weeks ago. And those owners each share a plot. And what makes it so unique is you can have as much as 3 rows all the way to several hectares. We're very fortunate that with the Domaine de la Vougeray, we have a significant part of the great part of the Clos Vougeot. What do I mean? Everything is great, obviously, at the Clos Vougeot. All Grand Cru. So remember, Grand Cru is 2% of what Burgundy has to offer, which means it's only a few 100,000 cases for the entire world. 8 billion people, 2.4 million bottles available. Very small ratio when you think about it. And everybody obviously fight for this wonderful Clos Vougeot Grand Cru. Why? Again, most of us at the Clos Vougeot today farm organically. We true to the soil, to the land, to what happens below us. Why it's important? The life of a wine is the essential part that gives birth to the essence of the wine. The wine is born in the vineyards. The winemaker accompany the dream of the land to express itself in your glass. So this is the continuation of what Mother Nature offers to us as a free gift, as a gift of being good citizen. This is why, of course, as Domaine de la Vougeray is fully organic and biodynamic, and we farm this amazing vineyards in a way that is extremely traditional and very low yield. We want a minimum amount of cluster per rootstock, 6 to 8, very low yield, so we maximize the intensity, the richness, and the color of the wine. This is really the birth of Pinot Noir. It doesn't get any older, it doesn't get any more interesting, and it certainly doesn't get any more vibrational. Why? Because religion, spirituality brings a certain je ne sais quoi to a wine that you cannot explain. And this is why I love those vineyards that were created by the Ursuline or Benedictine order, the sisters, or the Cistercian monks, or the Franciscan monks, and others, because they brought their soul, their own mind to it, that brought that additional transcendental expression of the wine. Here, this wine is very simply made. Open top wood fermenter, oval shape, dimensioned to the size of that estate and vineyard. The grapes come in. We do a partial whole cluster to bring the beautiful tannins of the stalk. We let it ferment, typically for 30 days. One pigeage a day, meaning punch downs. Very gentle. We extract the color. We bring some of the first flavors. And then very gently, gravity flowed into our 17th century cellars at the Domaine de la Vougeray. I love those cellars because, of course, they're under the kitchen of my sister, who is a great chef. So we often, as we do barrel tasting, go up to enjoy her gougère or her great preparation as well. Great chef. So this wine is magic. I think this wine as well is so deep and has so much meaning, to the point that this wine was the gift to the Pope. Why? If you take the chateau right in the middle of that 150 acre beautiful land, the first circle was always given to the Pope, the second circle to the king, and the third, the monks kept it. I believe in many cases they probably kept the first, because they belong as well to the same religious commitment as the Pope. But that's interesting, because even at the time, they had within the same vineyard a classification of their own, even though they considered it the best. Within the best, there's always the best of the best. And that's what we have right here. The vineyard is at the entrance of the chateau after this beautiful stone gate. On the eastern side has a gorgeous gentle slope of 5%, looks at the Mont Blanc and gives birth to this miraculous wine. Dear friends, talking about the history of my village is a great honor and a great pleasure because it brings here all the flavors of my childhood, from leather to licorice, to the raspberries, to the strawberries, to the beautiful blueberries, to this wonderful, deep, rich oakiness of the wines and the gentleness of the wine. Now, what would we pair this wine with? All the other cheese, of course, but there's one more that the Berthaud family, an amazing cheese family that really loves to package the cheese in this beautiful straw. It's a IGP. IGP means AOC for wine, a protected geographical area, which means this is an appellation contrôlée, means this is highly regimented, equivalent to the FDA to make sure that the cheesemaker does the right thing. I want you to look at this with love and passion. Look at what I just did. I'm using a beautiful Christophe spoon, the 1860 spinnacle of silver, a Bernardo plate that I'm not using. But you want to use silver to honor the cheese. And you want to go in. Don't hesitate. Often, this is how we present the cheese in Burgundy, a larger spoon, and we serve it in your plate. I presented the cheese for you to see a beautiful bread, to see a beautiful piece of well-cooked crust, but you don't even need it because so soft, uncooked, and pressed cheese. This is what it's all about. Burgundy, sitting on the side of a historical wall, contemplating the landscape, thinking about your life and reflecting on the future, is a blessing to be able to do. And this is what I would call ultimate luxury. Cheese, Clos de Vougeot Blanc, staying within the appellation, Clos de Vougeot, Pinot Noir Grand Cru, and all of us together to celebrate the momentous past of Burgundy and its incredible future. Keeping tradition alive, keeping history part of our life, and really being a steward of our future and accompanying the future to be alive in the present. To life, to passion, and to history, and to Burgundy.